Per Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, continuing the theme on of now exemptions of Kriyashma, it says, Misha Mesa Mutal Lefanav. Someone whose mace, one of his Zion Krovim, his relatives, is lying there before him. It doesn't mean literally he's at your feet. It means that your Karov is unburied. There's a machlokas, and they're forced him down to the Halach Lamaisa today. If you cannot be involved in the burial, because you live in Baltimore and the mace is in Yerushalayim, are you considered an ONN or not? Because you're not really involved in the mitzvah anymore. Is it a matter of not covet a mace? You should be thinking about your lost relative, and that's the appropriate thing to do. Or is the patur part of the patur? All the patur, you're involved in actually dealing with the burial preparations. So you're also mitzvah, patur, and mitzvah. There are those who go as far as say just one person gets the exception, whoever's actually handling the affairs. Everyone else doesn't have the status of it. But the pashtus is, and this is how we go, everyone who's lost their karov has the status of Mesa Mutulafanov until the burial. He's Patzer Mekriyashma, he's exempt from saying Kriyashma, Umin Atfilin, also from davening, also from putting on Tfilin. There's a Brisa in the Gemara itself, it says that really, I think the Lashon is V'chol Mitzvah Shabbatorah, you're exempt from everything, but these are heavy-duty mitzvahs, so we speak out that you're exempt from these. I should point out that Tfilin, you're exempt from even in your time of Velus. That means after Aninus and you bury the dead, you still are exempt from Tefillin, because Tefillin is called the Pe'er, your glory, and you're not in a glorious state or to reflect Hashem's glory when you're...
In common practice today when you're in
the Velus? I don't think people put Tefillin on.
First day.
Do they?
First day.
Just the first day.
Okay. Which day? The day of burial? Do you put on the day of burial?
The day of burial, if the day of burial is the same day that they start the Avelos, then they don't put on the whole day. The day of burial is, I'm sorry, the same day as the person died, then it's just one day. If the day of burial is the next day, so then they will put on tefillin, but it won't be till after the kavura when they start sitting shiva and they're back into the mitzvah world.
So everybody takes one day off from tefillin.
First day is universal.
It's not just tefillin; it's everything. You don't when you eat an apple, you don't say Bray Prates,
right,
on that thing. Until the burial, and even on the first day after burial, you say.
Yeah, Aninus ends the moment that
the burial happens. Even the first day,
they take their shoes off. That's
available. Okay. Good. So, yeah. Now the Mishnah, I'm going to explain it outside first because the words are cumbersome. There are people who are going to carry the bier, the mitzvah, you know, the coffin, and it's a mitzvah. They're called pallbearers, very good, and it's a mitzvah to carry the mace part of the way, so everyone gets a chance, so to speak. So there's like a rotation, everyone's in the rotation. Also sometimes even without the mitzvah, the mace is heavy, so you need to have, you know, people to take turns doing it. So the Mishnah reads, "Nosei Amita, those who carry the coffin, v'chilufein, and like you know the their switcher offers, their alternates, v'chilufein, and even the alternates, eshilufnei Amita, whether they haven't yet had their chance, eshil achra Amita, even if they did have their chance once already, whatever the case is, eshil Amita tzorach ben peturin. If you're still needed in the processional to carry the mace, you're pater. Your oath of mitzvah, pater ben mitzvah, you're pater from Kriyashma. Eshe ein la mita tzarach ben, if the mita doesn't need you, you know, you've done your job, so then, chayavin, now you're no longer in the category of oath of mitzvah, pater ben mitzvah, and therefore, now you have to say Kriyashma. Ve'elu paturim in a tefillah. Kriyashma, you can sort of stand on the side and just, you know, do it yourself, and it's a doraisa, so Chazal didn't want you to miss it, of course. But tefillah, which is a derabanan, and it's not appropriate, then you won't be able to have kavana, and so the Chazal were lenient there, and everyone, part of the processional, doesn't have to stop in the middle and you know, daven shachris, they'll miss shachris if they have to. Fine. Okay.
That's a pellet, because Kriyashma, they could read up in the tree, but tefillah, they have to come all the way down.
But for two different reasons, related reasons. Kriyashma is a short affair. The kavana, the first, you just have to have kavana for the first pasuk. That takes a moment. So that in a tree or down by the professional, you get, you know, you say it and you're done. Yeah, six words. But davening, you know, it's a longer And it's very nikar. You have to stand still and you're shuffling away. It's not, the whole thing's not appropriate at a funeral procession. Okay, I'm going to explain now, and I hope everyone will come tomorrow and we'll pick up where the explanation ends. We have a few more moments here about how the tenchumen works that you asked, because this is for our Mishnah here. The custom in our Mishnah here is that after the person buries their dead, so he would there'd be two lines formed, and he would pass between the lines. Now, there's two periods. Whether some in one period he would stand still and they would pass by him, and another period they would stand still and he would pass through them. Okay, you got a great look at that great photograph over there. So there you go. See, and there you go. So the people standing in that those two lines, they form two lines that through which the through which either they would pass the mourner or through which the mourner would pass. Each is called a shura. A shura, a line, okay? Now, if they're standing still and he's passing through them, so then if there's a lot of people, it will, you know, be deep number of bodies, and the people in the back would be hidden away. So even though they're standing in the line doing the mitzvah of Nichum Avelim, which is a mitzvah d'oraisa, which would exempt you from a mitzvah d'oraisa, of course, but you're just a body in the crowd, no one sees your face, so by saying Shema, no one knows the difference, which is different if you're in the front of the line. Then people will see your face, and you can't do it. You know, you're it's not appropriate. I presume, and that's in our Mishnah dealing with that case. Our Mishnah is dealing with a case where the lines are stationary and the man's passing through them. That later on was changed back to that the lines would pass through the mourners, that the lines would be in movement. There, I think it may not apply that you'd have such thick rows. People would go single file past them, so they're you know. Therefore, it might be different. But tomorrow, when we pick up, Bez Hashem, we'll explain who's exempt in the Shura and not. Okay, very good.